Sam Levitt here on the Padres Radio Network as we get ready for today's game between the Padres and the Kansas City Royals. And right now I'm joined by Royal starting pitcher and former Padre Michael Wacha. Michael, good to have you back in San Diego. How's the road trip been so far?
No, it's great being back here, kind of checking out all the old spots and stuff. But yeah, no, everything's been going good. So, yep, glad to be here.
What are some of the spots that you enjoy going back to while you're here?
So yesterday morning we had that night game, and so we went over to Coronado Island and just checked out the hotel and did a little beach day type stuff. So it was good getting back out in some good weather and getting to spend some time with the family.
Michael, you won't pitch in this series, but obviously you've done some really nice things with the Royals following up on that season with San Diego. How's it been the last couple of years for you in Kansas City?
No, it's been great. We really love Kansas City and, the fans there and the city. And, we couldn't be happier with where we landed for sure.
That 2023 season in San Diego, you put together a really nice year, really big part of that rotation. How do you reflect on that year in particular that really set up the deal that you would sign later with Kansas City?
Well, thank you. No, I enjoyed my time here. That's for sure. That year in 23, it was a lot of fun. We had a really talented team that, we felt like we kind of underperformed as a team and didn't quite, get to where we wanted to be in that season. But, I just remember the relationships that were built, just seeing a lot of the guys across the diamond yesterday and giving some hat tips and stuff, was really cool. So, I think those relationships and those guys that I played with is something that, I'll cherish forever.
Speaking of relationships, when you were here, whether it was you, Seth Lugo, and I'll ask you about Seth in a second, you guys spoke so highly of working with Ruben Niebla during that time. How do you reflect on your season in San Diego from that perspective, working with Ruben?
No, yeah, Ruben was great. Building that relationship from the first time I met him in spring training throughout that course of the season, was able to learn a lot and be able to work on a lot of things as well. I credit him with kind of my curveball now. It's a pitch that he helped me develop a little bit, little grip change there, and was able to get that pitch kind of added to my repertoire for sure. And so he's a great guy. He's very smart, and he's great communicator, and really good pitching coach, and those guys are lucky to have him.
We're joined by Royal starting pitcher Michael Wacha as we get ready for today's game. Of course, you came over to Kansas City from San Diego in the same offseason with Seth Lugo, and Seth has been terrific for this Royals team. What was it like coming over with him at that time?
Yeah, it was crazy how it kind of worked out, that we were able to kind of link back up again on the same team and, kind of just keep on doing what we were kind of doing in San Diego, was keep building on what we had done in that 23 season with the Padres, and carry that over and keep working to get better, keep adding, and it's been fun being able to keep being teammates with Lugo, and hopefully he stays here for a while.
His journey to being the starting pitcher he is now, it's different than yours in the sense that he was a reliever and then in San Diego finally got that opportunity to start and made the most of it. What's it been like for your perspective to watch his growth from that season in San Diego where, he was kind of proving himself as a starter and building up his innings and all that kind of stuff to seeing the guy he's becoming now, which is, one of the better starting pitchers in baseball, really.
Yeah, no, he's a frontline starter, and I think he's always had that mentality of knowing that he could be that guy, and so I think that's one of the most important things is believing in yourself to be able to do those things, and I've learned so much from him, just being his teammate with the Mets in 2020, and then being able to link up with him again in 23 with the Padres, and obviously here the past couple of years. But just being able to just talk baseball, he's extremely smart on the mound, and I've learned a lot and want to continue to keep learning from him, just because of the stuff that he can do with a baseball, and his mind out there on the mound is something that I can take a lot from.
Really good insight. Thanks for that. Seth Lugo starting in tomorrow's game for the Royals here in San Diego. I'll finish up by asking you about another one of your teammates, Bobby Witt Jr., obviously one of the young stars in the game. Such a great year in 2024. What's it like watching him every day? For fans in San Diego that, you know, maybe don't see him a ton because the way the schedule works now, you know, you guys come here once every 2 years at minimum, and he's a pretty special player to watch, I'd imagine.
Yeah, no, he is an unbelievable talent, and yeah, just a great all-around human being, really. You know, he's a stud on and off the field, and you know, I've got some nephews you know, that are kind of growing up and kind of in that baseball scene now, and I tell them, I'm like, hey, watch this guy at all points during the game, you know, whether he's up to bat, in the field, coming on and off the field. He just plays the game the right way, and no, he's an absolute stud that, you know, I'm very lucky that I do get to see him play every day, unlike, some of these interleague matches that, you don't get to catch him but every couple years. I'm incredibly grateful that, I get to see him suit up and do what he does on a nightly basis, and it's a lot of fun to watch.
Michael, appreciate the time. Great seeing you back in San Diego. Best of luck to you the rest of this season, and we'll talk to you again down the road at some point.
Yep, thanks a lot, Sam.